I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, congressional setbacks. Stephen Colbert updates us on the latest work from members of Congress. It's a very brief update. And Jimmy Fallon talks about the link between Halloween, Facebook, and the presidential candidates. All that and more in today's Punchlines.
You know, with all the excitement of the presidential election, we haven't been focusing on what Congress has been up to. So let me bring you up to speed. Nothing. And we're really feeling all that nothingness now that the Supreme Court is back in session with only 8 justices after the passing of Antonin Scalia. For a record 7 months, Republicans have refused to even grant a hearing to Obama's pick, Merrick Garland. And even if they did, he'd still be a long shot because now he's got a 7-month gap on his resume to explain.
Of course, this Monday is Halloween, you guys. Whoa! And get this, Facebook unveiled new Halloween reaction buttons where you can like a post with a laughing witch or a mad jack-o'-lantern. As opposed to the other way to choose between a laughing witch and a mad jack-o'-lantern, voting.
They've been saying Obama shouldn't get to pick a new justice because he's a lame duck. We should wait for the next president. But Wednesday, Ted Cruz suggested that the GOP may block Supreme Court nominees indefinitely, adding there is certainly long historical precedent for a Supreme Court with fewer justices. That is true. Just 238 years ago, we had 0 justices. I mean, we've had... It's true.
Actually, this was kind of scary. Last night, Donald Trump's running mate Mike Pence was landing at LaGuardia when his campaign plane skidded off the runway. Yeah, when he heard Donald Trump, he was like, "Oh my God, are the stewardesses okay?"
I mean, we've had 9 justices for the last 147 years, but Ted Cruz is in a bad mood, so do we really need 3 branches of government anymore?
No, Trump really did call Mike Pence after his plane skidded off the runway to make sure he was okay. Because if there's one guy you want to hear from after a plane wreck, it's a train wreck. And it's just...
If no new justices are confirmed, the fact is the Grim Reaper will eventually have the majority vote. So to stabilize the court, clearly we need to appoint only Supreme Court justices who live forever. Like Justice Galapagos Turtle, Justice Redwood, and Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Some himself was at another rally yesterday where he said that his economic plan can be summarized in 3 words, jobs, jobs, jobs. Yeah, when asked for more specifics, Trump said, boob jobs, boob jobs, boob. Now you go.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.